as a deer panteth for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. For you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name, giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name, giving you all the glory, the praise. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For as I so often declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made, I thank you for making it another day that I can rejoice and be glad in it. You made this day just for me. And so you breathed into me the breath of life this morning and allowed me to rise early in the morning to seek you while you may yet be found. Well, before distractions come about, before the world begins to take hold, before life begins to do the things that life does. We have an opportunity to get our minds straight with you. We have an opportunity to seek you while you may yet be found, before we may become distracted, before we may become discouraged, before we may have some despair come about in our lives, before the trials and the tribulations of this world come upon us. We can lean on the rock. We can come to the rock that's higher than I. And so we seek after you as that deer that panteth after the water brook. God, our souls long for you, O God, today, because we cannot make it in this day without you. Yes, you made the day just for us, but without you on our side, without us in your presence, without us inviting you to come to more and have your way in our lives will end up in despair. Our day will end up in losses. Our day will end up in despair. Our day will end up in defeat. But when we lean on you, when we lean not into our own understanding and acknowledge you, you promise in your word that you will bless us and you will order our footsteps and you will keep us and lead us and guide us along the way. And this life is filled with swift transitions, God. It's filled with many obstacles, oh God, and many traps, oh God, but we don't have to worry about those things because when you lead us, God, you will lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. No matter what comes our way, no matter what is may happen to us in a day, victory is ours. All things will work together for our good because we belong to you. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, and we belong to you, our God and our Savior. So we long for you this morning, God. We thirst for more of you this morning, God. We need your glory, God, and we need your power, God. We need your presence to abide with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God, to help us to walk right, to talk right, to live right, and not only that, but to shine right as well. For you told us in your word that we are the lights of the world. Cities that are set upon a hill cannot be hid. And in this day of evil, in this day of destruction, in this day of foolishness and in this day of chaos, Lord, you need someone that's willing to shine, to let our light so shine that men might see our good works, but give you the glory, God. When we have a leader, oh God, of this country, God, who is only doing things that he sees that is right in his own eyes, but is leading him and is leading this country into destruction, God. But you have a remnant here that are not willing, that are willing, God, to cry out to you. You have a remnant here, God, that is in spite of what may be going on in this country, God, that we are willing to pray, that we're willing to seek your face, that we're willing to turn from our wicked ways, oh God, so that you can hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our lands. You have a people that are willing to pray. So we seek you now, God, while you may yet be found, before we become distracted by, oh God, the things of life, oh God, and even those things that we put before you. Help us, oh God, to keep you first in everything that we do in our lives. You are Alpha. You are Omega. Meaning, God, you should be the first thing that we think about. And, God, after you give us the victory or after you bring us through, you should be the last one that we think about as well. Entering into your courts with thanksgiving, God, and departing from your courts with praise, God, being thankful unto you and blessing your name day by day for the daily journeys that you take us through. We should be blessing your name and giving you the honor and giving you the praise. No one should have to pump and prime us. No one should have to urge us to bless you or to magnify you. I know that Paul says, I beseech you. He begged of them to present, begged of the Romans to present their bodies as a living sacrifice. Lord, but we should not have to be begged, God, to give you honor and to give you praise every day that you bless us with. You bless us, oh God, with brand new mercies. We don't have to worry, oh God, about the mercies coming, but they are already there. It's a guarantee, God, that you will bless us with brand new mercies every single day, God. So you shouldn't have to beg us to give you honor, Lord. But you sit right with us, God, day by day, looking for us to give you glory, God. You're walking with us, God, even though we don't even ask you to walk with us, Lord. And you're just waiting for us to give you glory, God. Every single day, you breathe the breath of life. us. Whether we tell you thank you or give you the glory and the honor, God, you breathe life into us, God. So there's no reason why we should not honor you every single day. That as you bless us to rise up in the morning, God, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, if we're able to brush our teeth and wash our face, oh, God, and to get up out of the bed, God, you're worthy to be praised. If you allow us to put on our own clothes, God, you allow us to breathe on our own, Lord. And if there's food in our kitchen, God, and food in our cabinet, God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy just because you alone are God. If we can just get it in our heads and get it into our thoughts and put it into our mouths, God, and put it into the lives of our children, Lord, that you are worthy, God, then you'll get the glory and you'll get the honor out of our lives every single day. Because you bless us every single day. You shower us down with blessings that we don't even have room enough to receive. We can't even do nothing about the mercies, God, and the favor, God, and the blessings, God, that you give us day by day. But if we obey you, we follow your word, we seek your face, we turn from our wicked ways, you send about healing, you send about deliverance, you send about freedom. You send about victory, God, even when it doesn't seem like you're working, God. You're working it all out for our good, God. It doesn't matter, God. You already know the way that we should take. You know the plans that you have for us, God, and you work them out all for our good. I would have never imagined, God, that I would be where I'm at today. I would have never imagined, Lord, that I would be a pastor, God, and I would be leading a great ministry here in the city of Dumfries, Virginia, God. But you knew the way that you wanted me to go. So a long time ago, you began to order my footsteps, Lord. You began to shape me and mold me, even from my mother's womb, God, to prepare me for this very present day and this very present time. Even when I went to school, God, you moved me from the church I was at, God, to the holiness church, to the church of God in Christ, because you had something planned for me, God. And God, as you moved me through the church, God, you took me to a school and a location, God, where my ministry can go. Even though I did not know I was at the point of doing ministry work, God, every step along the way, you have ordered my footsteps, Lord, and I can see how you worked it all together for my good. The people that I met, God, the friends that I had, Lord, oh, God, the places that I went, God, it all prepared me, God, for this very important day and this very important time. And I want to say thank you, God, because as I looked and I put the puzzle together, God, you created a masterpiece in my life and things, I mean, and I'm not even complete yet, God. You still are working miracles upon my behalf, God. You are still opening up doors, oh God. You're still putting the puzzle together, Lord. And I'm grateful, Lord, grateful that you spared my life. Grateful that even when I was a brand for the fire, Lord, when I wasn't even thinking about you, God, you were still mindful of me. When I was trying to abort my promise, abort, God, my destiny, when I was doing things that children were doing, God, and I wasn't becoming a man, Lord, you still saw fit to have mercy upon me, God. And for that, I am grateful. Mercy from my foolishness. Mercy, God, from my destructive decisions. Mercy, God, you've given me over and over again. And I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful today. And so as the deer panteth after the water brook, so does my soul long after thee. You alone are my strength. You alone are my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield, Lord, because you are the way. You are the truth, and you are the life. Each of us, Lord, that have taken out time this morning to get onto this early morning prayer call have the same story, God, that as we began to yield to you, as we began to put our trust in you, Lord, you did things that blew our mind. I have no doubt, Lord, that that is the same story, because you are not a respecter of persons. What you do for one, you're willing to do for another, Lord. So if you're performing miracles in the life of one of us, Lord, you're doing it to all of us as well. It's just that our miracles are different. Our requirements are different, Lord, and you bless us, God. So help us not to look unto the things that you do for others, God, but when they get blessings, when they get promotions, Lord, help us to cheer them on, Lord, because our time is soon to come, Lord. Help us to only focus in on our lives, God, and not be jealous, not be covetous, God, God, those are the things that you called, that you told us are sins before you, Lord. You had that a part of your Ten Commandments, Lord, for us not to covet what you do for others, but the victories that you have for us, Lord. It's just for me, God. The blessings that, God, that you have for my life, it's just for me, God. I'm not looking for, God, a loan for a grant for college or for graduate school right now. But, God, I know others are looking for, God. So, God, those blessings are for them, Lord. Somebody needs a car, Lord. That blessing, oh, God, is just waiting for them. God, somebody needs a job, Lord. That blessing is waiting for them, Lord. Somebody else needs a house, God. You have blessings for those that need it, God, just where they are. Help us to keep our eyes stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have cattle upon thousands of hills. You promised that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. If we can just tap into you, if we can just put our trust in you, if we stop leaning into our own understanding, God, you would bless us, you would keep us, you would direct us, Lord, and you'll continue to put the puzzles of our lives together. Some of the puzzles that I think about, God, they're not all beautiful. All of the pieces, excuse me. Some pieces are dark and some pieces don't make sense. And some pieces seem to not mesh, Lord, but as you take time to concentrate, you take time to invest, oh God, and you take time to put it together, Lord, then you begin to see even the ugly pieces of the puzzle working together. In areas of our lives and parts of our lives, we've had some ugly pieces that have played a role in who we are today. They shaped us and they refined us and they made us come back to you. They forced us to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. They got our attention to tell us that we can't do it on our own, but to look to God. And as we begin to connect those ugly pieces, God, then things that are connected to those things that are beautiful, that as you open up our eyes, we were able to behold the beauty of our God. And once we were able to behold the beauty of our God, we were able to kneel down and inquire in your temple. And Lord, so that's what we do when we pray, God. We inquire in your temple. We come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord. And God, it gives us the mindset to bless your name. And as we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, we can't help but to thank you. And as we thank you over and over again, as we lift you up, God, and give you glory and honor and praise, we just can't help but to think about how far you have brought us from. But Lord, you have brought me from a mighty long way, and I understand, God, that there was nobody but your goodness, it was nobody but your grace, it was nobody but your favor, God, that has brought me along the way. So I begin to thank you over again, and I begin to give you glory, God, because you've done so many wonderful things. God, I can't even count it all. And as I begin to try to count it all, I can't help but to think about all the things that you've done. God, it's a cycle. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, I can't help but to thank you. And God, if we have that mindset, if we get that television, if we get that focus in our hearts and our minds, oh God, we can't help but to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For you have been so good to us, words cannot even express how much we love you, how much we are grateful, how much we honor, and how much we adore you. But with our limited vocabulary, stir up a spirit of praise. Stir up a spirit of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for just another day that you have made. I may not have all of the money that I want. I may not have the peace in my body that I desire. God, things may not be going right the way I want them to go on my job or even in my home, God, but I thank you because as long as there's breath in my lungs, Lord, there's another opportunity for you to turn my situation around in the name of Jesus. God, it's another chance. God, as long as I'm awake, as long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm in the land of the living, God, life around me may be hell, Lord, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. There's a guarantee, God, for you know the way that I should take. You know the way that I should go, and you will order my footsteps if I don't lean into my own understanding, God. So as long
as I continue to walk with you, God, victory shall be mine. As long as I'm willing to continue to trust in you, God, victory shall be mine. As long as I'm able to look to the hills from whence cometh my help, victory shall be mine. God, help us, Lord, today to keep our hearts and keep our minds and keep our eyes focused in on you. I believe it was Isaiah who said that in the year of King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Even in the midst of a time of despair, God, you gave him a glimmer of hope that everything is going to be all right. God, if you made note in the word that it was in the year that King Uzziah died, God, it had to be somebody that was so important to the prophet Isaiah. He was somebody important because he remembered that when King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord and his train filled the temple. God, no matter what the situation is, God, you always give us a glimmer of hope. Those three Hebrew boys, they found themselves obeying you. They found themselves trusting you, God. But in spite of that, God, you saw something fit, oh God, to try them even more, to try their faith. And as King Nebuchadnezzar was threatening them, Lord, they said they remained steadfast and focused in on you. They did not waver in their belief. They did not waver in their trust, God. And that trust and that non-wavering faith, God, got them thrown into the midst of a fiery furnace, Lord. But even in the midst of something that was very dark, Lord, that piece of the puzzle that seemed like it was going to be the last piece, oh God, you saw fit to bless them with hope in the midst of the storm, for in that fire you resided, God. When Nebuchadnezzar came back to the fire, he said, didn't we sow three in? Why is the fourth, and why does the fourth look like the Son of God? Even in our most darkest period, God, you are that glimmer of hope, you are that glimmer of light, God, that we can hold on to, and you will not leave us. You will never forsake us. You will be with us until the end of the world, Lord. You brought a glimmer of light in the midst of fire, God, and you brought them out all right. And not only did you bring them all right, they are a testimony, Lord, that we are talking about thousands upon thousands of years later, God. Our trials and our tribulations, God, they're not here to destroy us, but they're here to take us higher. Our afflictions, God, only for a moment, God, cannot be compared to the glory, God, that you have waiting to reveal inside of us, Lord. Help us not to be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Thank you, God, that you're in control. Thank you, Lord, that you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are my beginning and you are my end. You alone are my strength. You alone are my shield. You alone does my spirit yield, because you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. When I come to you, you have everything that I need and more. And so help us, Lord, today not to lean into our own understanding. God, it's a warfare. And as I pray, Lord, there's other things that I can be praying about, Lord, but it begins with us. If we're not prepared, if we're not equipped to go about this day, God, then we can't be the effectual witnesses that you need for us to be for this dark and dying world. So, Lord, when I pray, I got to focus in on these, your people, Lord, because we can become weary. God, some of us tune into this call, God, because we need encouragement. Some of us are tuning into this call, God, because we need strength. Some of us tune into this call, God, just because we want to be close to you. But whatever I need, God, you have everything that you need, that we need, and more. You supply all of our needs, Lord, and we need your strength. We need your encouragement. We need your power. We need to know that we're not in this journey alone. We need to know, God, that you are the way, God. You're everything that we need and more, and that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. When we come together, God, there is much power, because you said in your word that when two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst of us. You would be in the midst of us where just two or three are gathered in your name. And so when we come together in this prayer call, it's not that, God, that we're not able to do anything, Lord, but we're tying ourselves together. We're binding ourselves together. We're joining hands with one another, God, wherever we are calling from, oh, God, to get our prayers across to you. because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
And we need you today. We need you today. We need you like no other day before. It's amazing, God, how the world waxes more and more evil on a daily basis. But, God, you continue to bless us. You continue to sustain us. You continue to keep us. You continue to heal us. You can continue to open up doors. You continue to make ways out of no way. You continue to remind us on a daily basis, God, that there is always hope as long as there's breath in our lungs. And that gives us the idea of the audacity not to give up on those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We have coworkers that are refusing to know you. We have family members that are refusing to take time to know you. We even have children, God, that are not willing to put their whole faith, all their faith, and all their trust in you. But as long as you allow them to be in the land of the living, Lord, you give them an opportunity to get it right with you. Thank you that your mercy endures through all generations. The songwriter says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations." Thank you for being a God of mercy, a God of love, and a God of favor. God, thank you. God, I can't help but to continue to thank you because I'm reminded, God, over and over again that you are such a good God that no one compared to you. There is none like you. I can search all over, and I'll never find a God like you. I can look high, I can look low, but I'll never find a God that is as good to me as you are. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for loving me in spite of my limitations and my issues. Thank you, oh God, for keep on blessing me over and over again. Thank you, God, that your love never fails and it never runs out on me. And it's not just for me, God, but your love is for everyone because you gave your son because you loved us. You wanted us to be reconciled back unto you, God. And it was not just me. It was just not Virginia. It was just not the West Coast or the East Coast, God. It was not just America, Lord, but you died for the ungodly everywhere so that we might have life and life that more abundantly. God, you are such a great big God. And what's so awesome about you, Lord, is that you are so great and big that you have promised, Lord, that when we lift you up and we offer unto you praise, you'll come in and you'll inhabit our praises. You'll come in and rest in our situation, no matter how great it is, no matter how harmful it looks like, no matter how troublesome it may look like. Lord, you come in and you show yourself mighty and you show yourself strong. You did it for the three Hebrew boys. You came into their darkest hour, Lord, and you showed yourself mighty. You did it for Paul and Silas as they prayed while they were bound in prison, God, at midnight, at their darkest hour, God. You came in and you shook the earth and you showed yourself mighty and you showed yourself strong. God, even on behalf of Solomon, Lord, after he got the temple built, after he completed the building of the temple, Lord, you came in and you filled the temple that those that were reading the word of God could not even read the word of God. When you come in, Lord, in the upper room, Lord, when they were with one accord and with one mind, God, your glory came and filled the room, Lord, and you came in like a mighty rushing wind, Lord. In good times you come in bad times you come in, God. There is no time, God, where you're not willing to come in when we invite you into our lives. Each of them prayed, seeking your wisdom, seeking your direction. Lord, and you came in and showed yourself mighty, and you showed yourself strong. Show yourself mighty on our behalf, Lord, today, not tomorrow, God. We need your glory today as we take life's journey today. We need you to show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor that we may continue to praise you, continue to bless you, continue to magnify you, and continue to glorify you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. And thank you for the opportunity to pray. For men are to always pray and not faint. Give us the praying ministry, Lord. God, grow our strength in prayer. Grow our tenacity in prayer. Grow our ability to pray. Lord, the saints are not as strong as they used to be, God. We would spend countless hours, God. I hear about the church spending countless hours praying, Lord, but the people today, they only can pray for a couple of minutes, Lord. They can't tarry for more than 2 or 3 minutes, Lord. They can't sit and kneel before you, God, for longer than 10 minutes, Lord, and they can't definitely pray for some reason, Lord, longer than 5 or 2 or 3 minutes, Lord, but give us the words, the ability to pray, God. Give us the ability, God, to stay before you, God, and wait before you, God, until we have the answer that we need, God. It was Jacob, God. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He wrestled, God, with the situation with the angel all night long, Lord, and give us that hunger. Give us that the desire, God. Give us that tenacity, Lord, that we'll be willing to pray, Lord, because much prayer yields much power, but little prayer. So many of us just only have a little prayer life. We can't talk to you. We can't seem to just call on your name, God, where we can't seem to acknowledge you, Lord. God, I want this ministry to be a praying ministry, Lord, and that's why we pray so much, because I want any single member, God, from the youngest to the oldest, to be able to lead a prayer service, Lord, and not have to tag team with anybody else to pray. That's my desire, Lord, that from the youngest, God, all the way to the oldest, that they can pray for 15 minutes. They can pray for 30 minutes, Lord. They can pray for an hour, Lord. They can even tarry before you for more than an hour, God. It's possible because you have done so many great and wonderful things, God, and you are a good God, we can bless you, God, for the air that we breathe, God. We can bless you because we hear the birds singing your glory and singing your honor, Lord. We can praise you, God, and pray, God, and thank you that you allow the sun to still obey you, God, and the moon to still obey you every single night, Lord. There's so many things that we can bless you for. God, give us a praying spirit. We need a praying spirit, a spirit of prayer, God, that takes us throughout the day. To find ourselves praying without ceasing, God. And when we pray without ceasing, Lord, that means that we're not leaning to our own understanding. We're not doing things in our own power and not in our own might. But when we pray, God, we are seeking your face, God. We're constantly before you. And when we are constantly before you, God, we can't help but to constantly ask your opinion, Lord. What do you need me to do here, right, God? What should I do right here, Lord? Which way should I go, Lord? When we find ourselves constantly in prayer, we don't have to worry about making the wrong decision. We don't have to worry about being fretful or fearful, because you will order our footsteps, Lord, and you will guide us along life's perilous ways. Give us a praying spirit, Lord. That's my desire today, that we'll have the ability to pray. And it takes practice, Lord. We can't just do that overnight, but we must have a desire to put in the work. God, athletes that become great at their craft, whether it's baseball players or football players or soccer players, oh, God, or basketball players, whatever the sport may be, they invest countless hours upon hours, Lord, to perfect their craft. Mathematicians, engineers, doctors, Lord, it doesn't happen overnight, but they take countless hours, Lord, to perfect their craft. Even gamers, Lord, those people are making money playing games today, but they are not able to do that just overnight, but they put countless hours into their craft so that they can perfect their craft. God, our craft should be prayer. God, for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, if we find themselves praying without ceasing, blessing you at all times, if we can just take time to perfect our craft, whether it's preaching, whether it's ministering, whether it's praying, whether it's singing, give us to put time into ministry, Lord, so that you might get the glory and use us to our fullest ability. Help us, Lord, today to find ourselves praying. And beginning of all greatness is humbling ourselves before you, yielding to your will, surrendering to your will, and saying yes to you. We say yes even now. Yes, come the Lord, have your way. Yes, God, we are willing to obey And yes, God, we shall obey. Yes, to your will. Where you lead me, God, I follow. Where you take me, God, I'll go. Where you bring me to, God, I'm willing to go there because I know, God, that you'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me. You'll never, God, leave me alone. But, God, it's all my ways. It's all I do is to acknowledge you. And you will direct my pathways. Thank you for a day of victory. Thank you for a day of promise. Thank you for a day of strength. Thank you for a day of overcoming. Thank you for another day that I can see your glory. But God, I long for your glory. I want your glory. I want your glory, God, to be prevalent in my life, in my conversations, in my outlook, in my walk, in my talk. God, I want you to shine. I want your glory, God, this day. So create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. God, please don't take your spirit away, but lead me to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I belong to you, and God, I want to represent you to the fullest today in all of my conversations, in all that I do, in everything that I say. God, I want you to get the glory out of my life. So bless us, Lord, today. Keep us, Lord, today. Strengthen us, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Walk with us and talk with us. Bless us and breathe into us today, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we may bring you glory, bring you honor, and bring you praise. Before I end this morning, God, I must call on the name of Sister King. I can't remember Lady King's first name, Lord, but you know the situation that's going on in her body. Pastor King said that she had some type of cardiac arrest situation that's going to require multiple surgeries. But you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, God, and by your stripes, we are healed. We are healed, and I declare healing in her life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And sometimes we try to go back at the enemy, Lord, with weapons that are carnal. But God, our weapons are mighty with the pulling down of strongholds, meaning, God, that we don't have to go secular, Lord, just to come back at the enemy. But, Lord, we can spend time in prayer because you are the God that will take us through every situation, God. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you cannot solve. There's nothing, that God, that you cannot fix, Lord. So instead of complaining, instead of giving fear some power, instead of allowing doubt to take control of us, we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. And so we place Lady King in your hands. We place her family, Lord, in your hands, that they won't become fearful, that they won't become fretful, but, God, that they'll continue to look to you, the author and the finisher of their faith. God, you the one created her. You the one shaped and formed her body. You know her inside all the way to her outside, God, and you know just what is needed and more. You'll guide the hands of the physicians. You can do it, God, for your glory. Miracles, signs, and wonders, we pray that you will perform them in her life right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as she sits at the hospital, reassure her that everything is going to be all right. As Pastor King continues to lead New Life Church of God in Christ, let him be able to lead, God, with no doubt, the Lord, that you are in control and it's all going to work together for their good. Bless the children. Bless the ministry. Strengthen them this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the young lady, Glenda Ray, who still sending up praise reports, God, for the miracles that you are performing in that young lady's life. My friend, Pastor White, God, had a commission. He put out a commission, Lord, about praying for this young lady. And many across the country have joined in, Lord, because he has a daily petition calling on prayer for this young lady. It's a campaign. That's the word I was looking for.
He created a prayer campaign, Lord. Give us that audacity. Give us that boldness, Lord, that we'll be willing to put together a campaign to praise you, to put petitions before you, God, and not just try to go into these battles with life on our own, but being willing, God. Help us to put flesh under subjection, pride under subjection, to be able to submit ourselves to someone else and to let them know we need prayer. Because where two or three are gathered in your name, God, there you be in the midst, but one can set 1,000, that's what I'm looking for, but two can set 10,000, God. When we come together to pray, God, we're so much more effective, God, we're so much more powerful, God, we are better together. And I thank you, God, that we're not in this battle on our own. Because I heard about Lady King, Lord, from her pastor, but Lady, y'all heard about Lady King from Mother Hawkins, Lord, so we are gathering together to pray. I thank you for the miracle that you performed in the life of God James of Washington, Lord. Thank you, God. Our prayers avail as much. God, I thank you for the miracle that you performed in Lady Yo's life, for healing her body, God, and continue the recovery, oh, God, from that major surgery. God, I thank you right now for the healing that you're performing in the life of, oh, God, Sister Myrna Howard, God, and the miracle that you're performing in her life even right now, God. I thank you for protecting my mother, God, when it could have been worse. That fall that happened, God, that occurred, God, could have been worse, God. But any thought that he was going to take her out, but Lord, you said not so. She may have a couple of bumps and a couple of bruises, but it reminds her of what you did, God. It reminds us, God, that you brought her through, and she has the results, oh, God. She has the fruit of that attack, God, that the Lord, that you brought her through, God, and you brought her through all right. Thank you, Lord. Because, God, we can go with a glass half full, or we can go with a glass half empty. And, Lord, I choose to praise you just because you alone are worthy. You alone are good. And so we thank you for the progress. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the deliverance. God, I thank you for my brother Larry Brown, Lord, for the testimonies that he has been sharing with us, God, as he has joined us in our 50-day pilgrimage to Pentecost. Lord, I believe that we are on day 32, Lord, and you just keep blessing us over and over again. Lord, this week we are in spiritual fruits, Lord. Spiritual gifts, I believe, Lord, and let our gifts to be used for the upkeep of your kingdom and for the edifying of the body, Lord. Thank you for the encouraging time that we can encourage one another. And, Lord, he's been encouraging us, Lord, because you've been opening up doors on his behalf, Lord. And as people continue to intercede with us and people continue to join in with us, God, in the things and endeavors that we do as a ministry, Lord, God, we want you to bless them, Lord. He didn't have to take this extra sacrifice, Lord. I know he's doing things locally in his own ministry, Lord. But, God, you said when we offer unto you sacrifice, Lord, God, when we give you our best, Lord, when we offer unto you something more, God, than just the least, Lord, God, you honor it, Lord, and you bless us above and beyond what we could ever ask for or even think of. And so continue to bless my brother. Continue to open up doors that appear to be shut before him. Continue to grant him favor and grant him victory as he go along life pathways. I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas, my leader, my pastor. I pray for the general board. I pray for this nation. I pray for souls. I pray for the church that we will stand up and take our rightful place in this dark and dreary world. I pray for pastors. I pray for the ministries in this local area and across this nation and across the world. I pray that you will stir up a spirit of revival in us, God, in the name of Jesus, to not be content where we at, but to desire more from you. Paul said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wasn't satisfied. He said, forgetting those things that are behind, looking ahead to those things that are ahead. I press. Get us into the press, Lord. Get us into the fight, God. And it begins with prayer. Thank you, God. Honor our consecration this day. Honor our prayer and our fasting, Lord. Stir up the gifts in us even the more, God, that we may use them for your kingdom. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan. I pray, God, for Diamond Star. Pray for Eric McCowan. Thank you for allowing my son to reach his 19th birthday yesterday, God. And we pray that you would grant him many, many more in the mighty name of Jesus. Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan.
I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter and their family. God, Brother Herbert Lee and, oh God, Sister Paulette King, God, I pray for the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ. I pray for those, oh God, that have been attached to us, Lord, those that have recently visited us. I pray for Angelique Bailey, oh God, and I pray for Sister Monique, oh God, and Brother God Christopher, God. Thank you for bringing their names to my remembrance, Lord. I pray for them, Lord, today, healing in the life of Monique, God. We bind the devil, God. He's just a lying wonder. He tries to come and steal, kill, and destroy, but I speak life right now, Lord, because that's why you came. Touch her from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet and touch her body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. I need you to perform a miracle on that young lady's behalf. Lord, she has a desire to be with you, Lord, but the enemy seems to continue to win the battle of her body. But God, I thank you that you were wounded so that we might have light. So touch her right now. Strengthen her body, God. Give her a testimony, God, of healing from her trials. And then, God, I pray for those that partner with us, Kenyatta Schamberger, Lisa Law, Carl Christopher, and others that partner with us in prayer. God, we pray that you would bless them and keep them this day. Thank you, God. I ask that you will order our footsteps. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps today. Help us to delight in your ways. And then as we come together later on, bless Lady Yo as she prepares for her coffee break, Lord. Continue to take us higher, Lord, in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mary's heart in a Martha world. God, thank you. Help us to have a heart that's willing to sit before you and yield before you. And then, God, as we come together later on tonight for our prayer, praise, and study, as we continue in the book of Colossians, open up our eyes that we may see and behold the beauty of our God so that we may inquire in your temple. We bless you now. We thank you now. Keep us all the day long. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ we pray this morning. Amen and amen.